USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is going to keep raising interest rates in an effort to fight inflation. That's what a top official said in a speech ahead of another expected interest rate hike. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker said he believes the nation will have rates well above 4% by the end of the year. COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel voted unanimously to recommend that kids get the jab ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states like Virginia, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and Ohio all follow the CDC vaccination guidelines to set requirements for children being educated in schools. President Biden made the short trip from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The president at the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the United States' crumbling infrastructure after it collapsed into a ravine. While visiting Pennsylvania, President Biden says a recently signed infrastructure law will improve thousands of bridges all across the country.
This is just one of 2,400 bridges across the country that are being repaired just this year because of this law.
With the midterms quickly approaching, voters are concerned about everything from the economy to health care and safety. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says voters in his state are tired of the chaos.
Inflation is quietly stealing their hard-earned money. They're tired of their schools being in a state of chaos where they were shut unnecessarily for an extended period of time. Their kids suffered, and parents have been shut out of their kids' lives, and they're tired of crime in their cities.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. New polls show inflation as the leading issue for many voters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
New whistleblower documents suggest President Biden may have been aware of his son's business dealings. On Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley calls for more transparency from the White House and FBI.
We're just fed up with the political bias within the FBI and the Department of Justice, and are they following through on some of these things? And we just have to keep pursuing it, and I intend to keep pursuing it.
Investigators are continuing to look into a huge pileup on an interstate.
Interstate 5 near Albany, Oregon, was the site of a fog-caused pileup on Wednesday that continues to hinder traffic. Drivers continue to be detoured in the area between Portland and Eugene. 60 crashes, including a fatality, was reported by the Oregon State Police. 15 to 20 commercial vehicles and about 45 passenger vehicles were involved. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Southern California football star is making history on the field. 17-year-old Bella Rasmussen is from Laguna Beach, and she's now the first girl in the state to score 2 touchdowns in a high school game. She says she hopes to prove football isn't just a sport for men. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series set to take place in Houston tonight between the Houston Astros and New York Yankees. First pitch of that game set for just after 7:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.